Kuni, sanittamas kuita tun kuni ki, attam nunam nak nak kuni nan cheka. Ang kuta strungas kut, otok tru cek.
If we sell our land to whoever, you know, I guess in this case, like selling your stocks, and it'll be land too. And then later on in life, maybe we want to get back. How will we get back? I mean, how will we retain our land? I guess once we sell our land, that's it. We'll have no control.
Talimai kwang kutanuna. Ikanak sani ikanelidra samsrilat. Ilat nuna trot ngamsan. Auna samti wana atun nagilangan. Ikanak tokokuni ikanamin kinguwak kasu tamak. Asin nakun chukan nakun tamma pikit. Samti wana ang takun atun nagalun nakataman pisholuni. Nuna ayak khas kamuni kanako masuyak nuna liok khas asam kanako masuyak at nuna magtiut pusyak kaw ni Luki ikon sa watiut si Galiluk to naman nakitingong ilas si Galiluk nuna.
I guess he's referring to the land claims. The federal government gave us land plus money, you know, along with it. And those that were born after 1970, you know, eventually they're out of the picture because that's the way the land claims were set up. But those that were born before will have land. I mean, they belong to a village corporation. They own stock.
The mailum 91 of Padami, when Kutamai Nunam Kangal in only Lakshat Nayokosu Tapu Naksaksun, Kasaka Muntuning Nakskunan. Ilakutsad tayo kusuta at meeting nga ka at lukis ka kapagaduta pila kong tapang suwakitsir kuto at tamana. Nunam pia, 91 okutak ka. Mahito 91 okus ko ni. Ayoko siya kaput na suwakput yung tsekso nutaka nagtamakon kasakan. Nutaka ito na ayok sa ilot.
Before that year 1991 arrives, he was saying that let's work together, you know, like, you know, and elders usually, they always work together, they meet, they talk, and then they decide. So he's saying that before 1991, everybody should, you know, try to work together and I guess try to determine what's best for us. Because we don't have, you know, that many years left. So that's his message.
Thank you, sir.
Tom, we got visitors from Mikwak, Kalignak, Bodies Creek. I think maybe they got concerns about their villages also. So, takakayuk po kna si Kwamini kalerna kami unisu. Taglu siap kau ap kau akal siap kau aksu siap. Pichan pichum yok. He's Tom's here to help us, so don't be bashful to come on up and speak with him.
Hi, I'm Annie Chaknak. The questions I have. How is this review to be handled after you are finished with interviewing people's view in the villages? Is it going to be presented to the Congress or what?
Well, I will be handing in my report to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People, and they will be presenting it to the United Nations in New York. But I'll be sending you, because you're speaking now, and everybody who speaks here, a copy. And then it's up to you, if you decide, if Alaska Natives decide to present it to Congress, go ahead. But I'll write the report based on what you tell me, and then you decide what to do with it. I'm sure it'll find its way there, but I'm saying that's a judgment for you to make.
After traveling to 53 villages, what are the critical questions that the villagers have?
Well, they've got a lot of them, but I mentioned some earlier. The children, the question about the selling of shares in 1991, taxation of land, because in the 1990s, Native corporation land, even if it's used only for subsistence, can be taxed. And if you can't pay the tax, you lose your land. Subsistence keeps coming up. Questions about IRAs, traditional governments, keep coming up. Those are the main issues, but the paramount issue is land. People, wherever I go, say, we want to keep our land. And that's the most important thing to us. But it's hard to tell you in a couple of sentences what more than 1,000 people have talked about at 53 meetings. But that's the best I can do in a capsule form.
The Circumpolar Conference, is that a committee?
Well, that's an organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And they have a conference every 3 years. Their last was in Frobisher Bay in Canada in 1983. And their next one is at Kotzebue in July 1986. But they have an executive committee that functions between their conferences, and they will be taking my report to the United Nations, and I know they'll do that because they're affiliated with the United Nations. Whether they take it to Congress will be up to them and up to you.
I want to know if the Alaska Federations of Natives are included in that circumpolar?
No, that's the Inuit Circumpolar Conference is an international organization. The Alaska Federation of Natives is a state organization, or a statewide organization here in Alaska.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh, I'm Timothy Wenhola. I'm from this village originally, but I got married and moved down to Portage. But my main concern is what I wanted to ask Tom was, you know, he was talking about these federal and state, federal agencies or people that set up these issues that make the land claims come to be to where it is. And now it is backed up by the state, which is AFN. It, you know, AFN is mainly, I guess, funded by the state. So there's two kinds of look like issues to me that are being tossed around back and forth between Tom versus the people. You remember when the land claims was just starting to come to be, they required an enrollment figures on per capita basis, which means that you had to have a 1/4 blood of native quantum in you, or to be a full, or to a full-blooded native in order to have rights within your lands. Now this 1991 is coming up. You remember that your blood quantum had to be either a quarter or a full native to receive titlements under Land Claims Act. But now 1991 is coming up. What I wanted to ask Tom was, how much restriction can this so-called blood quantum that helps establish or started this main issue, how much blood quantum can the whoever's going to buy your stock, how much restrictions are within that issue? How far does your blood quantum have to go before you can say, or here's my land, you can buy it? Where is that restriction? Remember, you had to have a quarter to a full-blooded native in order to receive land entitlements as ourselves. What happened to that restriction in 1991? Is it really gonna?
Well, right now, under the law, once 1991 comes and goes, then anybody can buy shares, native or non-native. Anybody could come along. I could come along. I'm non-native. I could come along and buy your shares, and then I could vote at your meeting. I could buy your shares and your shares if you are willing to sell them. And somebody pointed out that maybe, like limited entry, some people need the money and they might have to sell. So there's no blood quantum restrictions after 1991. And if that's that means that non-natives would have a share in the corporations that own your land. But you'd get the money for the shares. That's what Congress had in mind. You'd get the money, and that's what people buy shares for, so someday they can sell them and get the money. I mean, that's what Congress had in its mind when it passed this law.
Yeah, I noticed that when they passed this law,
yeah, sometimes it's pretty hard to, you know, stop when they're talking. So,
magutkad karakseta tagingseta tilait. Pati ko to huital gani mani. Mumikskukuftiu abkaulat magut.
I think what
timim ko to ay una unapchak na ko na land claims ak piyok tralhani may na ko yug na yuk una aw na ka pilakita full blood na yuguluni na may pilalrit down avgo kwasok down na avgo mafka chali mat kwani land claims ami my wheat rate ang khsunga khok 1/4 na khum afganak pin khsunga lo ni khottai yuguni lo ni dot pin ang qanril kuni la do ma kunin village corporation an pischi ganani da kuitas chiganani
what I was saying is why because of 1991, why is this that restriction suddenly washed out of your land claims?
Because that's what Congress decided. They said in 1971, only Native people can be shareholders, but just for 20 years. After that, anybody can be.
We tell you what only Uncle Kuvut Afghanic you talk you go need Lutin. Takuna on a 1991 kiss can be on Rakao Luni. Be on a sickly quat toy to Timim quat napchaka chin down at kiss can be on Richira. Dorton Horayok sickly nook Congress Sam Dorton Daxha.
My next main concern is closely in relationship with your so-called blood quantum. It's why when these issues were being made, there was no voice that was mandated from Alaska in relationship with this. Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. There was nothing that was mandated either through associations or some little establishments or some little organizations to help form this corporation. You know, when 1971, these land claims, everything was mandated by the Congress. We had no voice to change what we feel was right or wrong. We had no say, no voice. We had no voice from where we stand. We walk on this land for many generations, even our forefathers. We should try to protect it somehow from you know, this 1991. I know it's scary when you think about it, because what happens when you don't do very good in fishing season? How are we going to pay our taxes? You know, you're going to be taxed. Once this land claims 1991 comes to be, everything will be taxed. And if you don't make any money, you're still going to lose the land anyway. If you can't pay no taxes on your land, you're still going to lose the land. And it's not right for our hair, for the young kids that are going to be handling like that the old folks say. How are we going to protect it? Maybe that's why this meeting is started. Now, I think what Tom is doing is going from geographical areas to find out what the pros and the cons of these organizations that that he's been visiting, like different, like Bristol Bay Native Corporation would be one of them. North Slope would be another one. You know, he's been traveling to these 12 regional corporations and asking, you know, the natives of those areas, how are we going to protect our land? Because our kids are going to take care of them next. Should we educate them more? Or should we just set them aside and say, this is your land, you keep it. Don't let nobody touch it.
Can you translate for
yourself? Spit nun out gun, spit your half kun, pitchy caput, ega la roch luku. To a tamakut congress armut, Iagas hundred mavet nunanun, makutlu organization that a sat man in Bristol Bay musaktak knacky, to a nun out put pirata ni luki. Tamagawai, hangars hundred piut katas honey, chin. Kasaka on is good, Nunan taught Naki Akin Klupchik Naitam Tintawa Kasaka Kasaka read Nunan Gakin Kluakurtum of Knat and Kwankuda Tawam Yuguni Akurtumaluta Tamana Pirt Kahas Hani Kasaka Makut Usakta Knata Makmana Mana Land Claim of Pirt Hot Toa Kwankutas Ilumun Nutan paktah kani paktah na takay sundun na output kwasuka pisogwik put kwasuka piun rekom ta mikil ngwa ignam ta pihkait kwang kuda tamakut mois kah kau yakaput ignam nun tut chik na taki mani chat tayos kumta man na mani lang kay makpiyot kahas kani tamakut Congress Samut Kwankuda Yugnum York Fnata Pishout. To a whom York Piganariak Kaikutawa my 20 years, you in Arani Yuksuni Chok Chok Sikaluku down a Pishout. Tam to a you in 20 years, Plukan. To a Kasaka Ungramisu Nunout and Kasuka, now my income tax on Klaki Liril Rakut. Nunout put property tax. Tamani 1991 nami piuchi khatamana tax san sutana nunan nunav tax sara kilichi gaskuvgu luza galukutoi now my kan qalakh thulrasawai shares and shares in 1991 now oskan hook shares at tun toyak thuchi qatn kasakamun
Land bank.
Yeah, land bank.
Maybe I could say something about that. There's a provision there that allows you to put your land in the land bank to avoid taxation, and that's something you should consider. One of the problems with the land bank is, though, that if your corporation goes broke, you lose your land, even if it's in the land bank. And if your corporation is taken over, you lose your land, even if it's in the land bank. But the land bank does help you to make sure your land is not taxed. That's a good point that is raised. Maybe you should translate that.
Land bank.
I guess my main third concern is our subsistence way of life. That's our natural diet. We're not used to no canned stuff. We don't go to NNN market every weekend. We live off the land. We make use of our land. We make use of the wildlife in it. I think that too is got to be protected. We have our heritage. We've got our pride. We've got to protect that along with the land. Because once our subsistence way of life is gone, it is gone. Then maybe at that time your heritage will be washed away from you forever by land claims, by fish and game, by native corporations. There's many organizations that are after subsistence users. That's us. See, we're dealing with two types. One is your way of life, plus your new way of life. This new way of life we're not familiar with. Land claims. There's so many pros and cons in it. It just doesn't take 20 years to me to dig out how can we protect our rights that our children are gonna take over. What will they eat when our subsistence way of life is taken away from us? I think we've got to put our hats together and put our minds together, and maybe we can have a stronger voice when Inupiat people go to Congress or somewhere, wherever they go, to talk about what we're doing right now, or 52 other villages. I'm sure that this region isn't the only region that talked about the land, the money in it, plus your subsistence way of life. This is our culture. We should protect it. Thank you. Manamai mumichtskam tamam khattoy tam. My manna pisukuyak khwankuda pika put nutum toinak akata mik makutsuangu saukhit tmigilrit akka saitsu atul khuluku Saitangayo kaita chali saitun tun sholi chaut klukutoi pisoyaramana akatun piucht sholuni mananunam chasong vailamta. My manna my chumik sukupi uyaka manna yung naksaraput manna mani land claim maknuta raungan kwankuta so ayoku ching shiganako. Tawam kaniwa ut na sin te pachtora kikut inu permi un pach bagani north slope amin pi talasi utamakut inu permi ut sait kok tamakut mai manunom kalacht put una sayaga nilrawa 52 villages mana is 53 Bristol Bay is probably 53 ut khaskuni tamakut mai kalach kwas put inu permi un tunchik kai sait inu permi Congress samunayak sluki watin takuk mit kalacht mai ni chunet ni chunik che kalakh nginanam ni khat to ni chunichi kai te pat khun khat nu kok mi ta kok mi khat pi to tam tama kuchim qaq qaq qiu chuktut saita tamana mikil ngutung gum yuakh luki ukuk mi piamang nuna kainak pif kna ko akiu ti su pif kna ko tawam una yung naksarat ng chiumuk na sunrit homuktu mananunak chasut ng vailumuktu between different villages or different village corporation dan kontoya promalan rit kwasuka regional corporation dan rumai kwan kudambay mul na tamana pit kluku pikum ta chumik kluku u kuyuk luta kwan kuyuk tlhakut Asyik yung alrit paif tengnak suki. Kwani kalak kwalang nutan cham kutay pa ni ni chuni chik say kut kay sun su pichik kay son rakun kwato for the best interest of us. How you, I don't know how to translate that. As to a casing nax hakun ayagiwiaksuta. Manna pisukuyaraput yung naksaput nasunrit na akatamani to nasunrit hoput. Ang ayokam tasukang kutun tai chimaluni. Kali katun li chiman li tsunritaput tamana. Pisukuyaraput manna. Kali kamis nipi yung afknani. Manatoh kun lan klay mak kali kan nipus ngaluni kwang kutas takaw takaw takshuf knako. Doi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Juanita Kuzmerovich. And I'd like to air an opinion, because you said you were here for, opinions.
Sure am.
Anyway, I believe that, most regional corporations, especially mine, they have never really made an effort to inform their stockholders on 1991 issues. And so now you have a lot of questioned shareholders that are, wondering, they're just now here, just these few years, they've just finally heard about 1991. That's all I have to say.
You're from Khalid?
Ekwak.
Ekwak, thank you.
I'd like to ask some few questions myself. I mean, put in some of my opinions about land claims.
Yeah.
We all know that since Congress passed this Land Claims Act in 1971, and this land claims seem like a real complex major piece of legislation, made by Congress. And even, lawyers, it takes lawyers to read the whole thing. And, we have to be translated to English, and then, you know, to us natives, he has to be translated into Yupik or Inupiaq or whatever the language is. And it, you know, it's so complex that it's hard even for village corporations to fully understand the whole concept, this concept of this Land Claims Act. Even I'm sure that even there's people here that don't really understand what was the whole purpose of the Land Claims Act. We all know that if 1991 comes, that you know, stocks will be unrestricted. You can sell your stock, and we'll never know what will happen. We all know that if some corporation or some individual buys stocks and gets 51% or, you know, more than half of your stock, we lose control. We'll have no control of our stock. We'll have no control of our land. And what will happen to us? Eventually be left out. So those are the main dangers that I see, you know, as a native. I know that there's a whole bunch of us that can read and write. Even though we can read and write, it's hard for us to understand some of the lawyers or, you know, all these talk, you know, about this land claims bills. In my own feeling that, you know, I think we have village corporations, you know, we belong to a native corporation, which is the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. And I know that BBNC has done its best to, you know, carry out the land claims policy. And BBNC hasn't been really, you know, that perfect to inform us of what is going on with our lands, our stocks, and so on. But now, since 1901 is approaching, everybody's trying to, you know, get together, put their minds together, and then decide what will we do with our land, what will we do with our stocks, and so on. In my own feeling is that I think, like, we are a village corporation. We have a village corporation in Nustuwihak. You guys have a village corporation in Nikkok. You have a village corporation in Kaliginak. And, you know, there's so many corporations in Bristol Bay alone. So my feelings, you know, as a village corporation, is if that 1991 comes, is that we should try to stick together instead of trying to, you know, get away from the village corporation. I know some villages are not fortunate, you know, to get ahead. Village corporations are mainly, they're profit corporations. If you don't make a profit, you don't make money. And if you don't make money, you can't pay your taxes. That's how it is. That's how the law was written up. It's written up to, you know, to be a corporation. If you don't make money, if you don't pay your taxes, they'll take your land. I mean, if you don't pay your taxes. And this 1991, that's the real danger. You know, I have 100 chairs, you have 100 chairs. 1991 comes, it's going to be open, wide open. You can, like they say, you can sell your stock for money, you can use it for loans, you can use it for any, you know, business. But once you lose that 100 shares, that's it. You're out of the picture, no more. That whoever bought that share will have that. You'll have no control. And it's a danger to the village corporations that once we lose about 51% of our stock, we have no control. that's how it is. So I think my recommendations or my opinions about we should try to, you know, stick together, hang on to our land mainly, and maybe we can hang on to our stocks too. I don't know how it's going to work out, but we just got to work together. And like Tom was saying, that all these meetings, this testimony will be presented to Circumpolar Conference. And it'll be up to that committee to present it to Congress. You know, Congress, you know, it's in Washington, D.C. The bill was written up in Washington, D.C. But it'll be up to that committee to present it to Congress. And we're not sure, we're not certain how it's going to go. And, you know, that's how it is. So mainly my feeling is that we should work together, you know. And I know that BBNC, they had a survey thing sent out to all the shareholders in Bristol Bay, you know. And I think they're going to use that survey, you know, try to determine what's, you know, what's best or what roads to take and so on. If you want me to, I can translate it, you know, in Yupik so that we'll have a better understanding of what's to come. Agunawai, Manakotoy, land claims of Piotrola Jamaican, Washington, D.C. Yamak. Jamaican senators, representatives. Those people, now they made up this Takutukuman land claims. Those my Wankuta, we talu the village corporation name. My corporation na put una Jalisu una Bristol Bay Native Corporation na put. Now my Jekangalrachi Apumalan dividend. Corporation na Romi. What na promal a profit corporation? Profit corporation na romi a king luni. Towal tamakun a kingut muk my check on the lakut. Towalu down a corporation na a king and riskuni a king on rekuni tamaku check cut ping now. If you got your dot na yoko. Asir luni and riskuni. Navuchirok, corporation not naftut. Sorlotrayan retakamung. Twing at away, quatn from yacht commanda nunaput achakrangan. Nunatagamai unguat kaput. Toyka you my pisula lakut setamina tolukmanin manitoil gayarme. Pisoluta ikfarluta pichat nkutuatoluku. To a sucht to a downer 1991 Kiskan, the pitcher art of Gnata Corporation Narput, Picken Rigluku, Asam Pixauskago, Kais Pitchikster, Nanchikster, Nunaput, Rumakan Rigluku, to a Nayok Chiro. Jali Sumakuto, my up unlel rate shares. One could we some of 100 shares. Aki tunto ayok kapagluni. Tamak maayok chakalra 1991 aktiskan ikichiko. Tama tao na sharen tun yung agichiko. Kasok but umiyok po na ato chikan tun yung kuvu kasok ka low na yung kuvu to at na ato yung alu kuchali. Tawag mo na village corporation na put na avgit chipaksuku tun katki sharet nuna put kota aluk nrichi khput dot nayoq dot kuinga wa pa kuinga pas kuma yak ke toik mani
kuyum ta khot ta nu na put tu mak